Today's Daf HaShavua Shir in Yerushalmi Brachas is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Rivka Silver, Olah HaShalom. It begins in the Oz V'Hadar edition on Daf Lamed Amid Beis, three lines from the bottom of the Amid at the two dots with the words Rabbi Yassa Katsolik Lahacha. In the Vilna edition, it is on Daf Chaf Amid Beis. In the previous Gemara on this Amid, we have learnt several incidents of Talmidei Chachamim who came from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael and were mocked, and the punishment that occurred to those who mocked them. The Gemara we are about to begin continues with another such incident concerning Rabbi Yassa. Begins the Gemara, Rabbi Yassa katsalik lahacha, when Rabbi Yassa came up to here, to Eretz Yisrael, and he had been on a very long trip, ozel safar, he went to get a haircut. As the Haredim tells us, it's the normal way of a person when he comes from a long trip to go to take a haircut. He wasn't able to take the haircut along the way, so now at the end of the long trip, he went immediately upon his arrival to Eretz Yisrael to take the haircut. Kidisnan, as we learned in a Mishnah in Moed Katan in the third Perek, the first Mishnah, Ve'elu Megalchen Habom in Medina Sayam. These are the ones who are permitted to be Megalech on Chol HaMoed, those who come from the Medina Seyam from a long trip where they were unable to take a haircut before. The Agodas Elio tells us that Rav Yassa wanted to take a haircut because now he was in the palace of the king. He was now in Eretz Yisrael, in the palace of the Melech Malchi Amlachim. So in honor of that occasion of arriving in Eretz Yisrael, in the palace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wanted to take a haircut. After the haircut, boy Masrei, he wanted to bathe himself be'ahan dimusin de Tveria, in one of the hot springs of Tveria. He wanted to, as the Haredim tells us, to be mechazik evorav miyegiyas haderech. He wanted to strengthen his body from the difficulties of the long journey that he had just taken. Pogabe chad leitzan, so one jokester met up with him, the yoevle purkadol chad, and he gave him a purkadol. The last line in the Haredim tells us that purkadol comes from two words. Pur means a mako, and kadol means oiref, the back of the neck. In other words, this jokester gave Rav Yassa a slap on the back of his neck. And now we turn to Daf Lamed Aleph, Amid Aleph. Omar Lei, so the Leitzin, the jokester, said to Rav Yassa, Ad kedoin unkise dahu gavra rafia. What I did helped, but your neck is still soft. And to properly firm it up, you better go into the hot springs. And then the jokester walked away, and Rav Yassa entered the bathhouse. Vehave Archuna Koyim. Archuna says the Haredim is Shoifetoir Yoishev Bishok. The judge, the chief magistrate of the city, was sitting in the marketplace, and he was judging Doin Echod Listem. He was judging a certain Gazlan. And this jokester, after he had finished with his prank against Rav Yassa, he va'azal komle gochich kol keble. So he went and he sat in front of the judge and the defendant, and he was laughing to himself, smiling at the prank that he had just done on Rav Yassa. And kol keble, it was opposite the defendant. Omar le archuno, so the judge said to the defendant, to the gazlin. And the Haredim says on the first line on the top, on the end of the line, Vohayodonis Aganev Umakeu, he was hitting him. Ad she yagid mi hoya imoy kishihu hoya goinev. He wanted to know who was with him while he was doing the gzela. Says the Gemara, Tola enoi vechoma dehu gochich. So while he was suffering, getting beaten up by the judge, he lifted up his eyes and he saw the jokester in front of him laughing. And he thought that the jokester was laughing at his suffering. Amar Lei, so the gazlan, said to the judge, "You want to know who is with me? Ahon de gochech have imi. This one who's laughing, he was with me in the Gneva." Nazbe, so the judge took the jokester, Vidane, and he judged him, and he started beating him as well. Va'oidele al-chad kotel. And while he was getting beaten up, he confessed that he had murdered someone. And now both the Gazlan and the Leitzon, the jokester, both were sentenced to die. Kinofkin tarvayun te'in and tarteshrin. When they both went out, the Gazlan and the jokester, they were wearing two iron chains on their necks. And at that moment, as they were being led to their deaths, Mandavar, Rabbi Yassa Misachi, Rabbi Yassa came out of the bathhouse. He had finished with the bathhouse of the springs of Tveria, the hot springs of Tveria, and he had just come out. Omar lay, so the jokester, when he saw Rabbi Yassa, said to Rabbi Yassa, Hahu unkise, the haverafya, this neck that was soft, the chredim, the last words of the chredim at the end of Lamed Amid Beis, are that unka oirif beloshen aravi. In Arabic, the word unka means the back of the neck. So he was saying to Rav Yassa, the back of the neck, the havirafya, which was soft, kvar shanas, it has now become constricted. In other words, he was saying about himself that I'm being punished mida keneged mida, because I slapped you on the back of your neck, now I am going to be hung and my neck will feel the constriction of that which was used to hang him. Omar lay, so Rav Yassa said to the late son, I was moichel you, but why are you being punished? Not because of me. I was already forgiving you. Bish gadah dahu gavra, because the gadah, we know God comes from the word mazel. The mazel of that man, referring to the jokester, is bish, it is bad, because you went against something that's written in a pasuk about a person who is a leitz. Like Siv, is it not written? A pasuk in Yeshaya, Perik Chav Ches, pasuk Chav Beis, V'ata al tisloitzitzu. Yeshaya Novi tells us, and now do not do litzonis, do not mock, pen yichasku moisreichem, because perhaps your restraints will become strengthened, they'll become stronger. In other words, those restraints, the heavy rope that is around your neck, will become stronger, it'll restrain you more until you will die from the hanging. And that is how Rabbi Yassa explained to him why he was being killed, because he had used the midah of Litzonis. Rabbi Pinchas said in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah, b'shem Rabbi Shmuel bar of Yitzchak, in the name of Rabbi Shmuel bar of Yitzchak, koshehi al Litzonis. Litzonis is very bad, very difficult. Shetchilasi yisurin, in the beginning a person as a punishment for Litzonis, he will suffer. V'soifon, the end of Litzonis is clear, is total annihilation. How do we know this? Tchilasi yisurin dechsiv alato altis loitzitzu penichasku meisrechem. That pasuk in Yeshaya. Do not be a letz. Don't use the mida of litzonis, because perhaps your restraints will become stronger and it'll become more constricted. V'soifon kliya. The end is annihilation. Dechsiv, as the pasuk says, ki. As the pasuk continues there in Yeshaya, ki kola v'nisratza, because a total annihilation, shamati me'es Hashem tzvakos, I have heard from Hashem, al kola oretz, on the whole land. The beginning is suffering, but the end for Litzonis is total annihilation. Begins the next Mishnah, halacha tes. This Mishnah refers back to what we learned on Daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis, halacha vav, where we learned that chosin is potter from Krishma Lila Rishon, the first night, because he is torud. He is not able to concentrate on Kriya Shema because he's thinking about the mitzvah. And even though normally one has to remove from his mind anything that will prevent him from having kavana to say Kriya Shema properly, however, since his mind is busy concentrating on doing a mitzvah, he is not required to empty out his mind, to purify his mind, to have kavana for Kriya Shema. And that's why the Mi'ikra Din, a chasen is potter from Kriya Shema on the first night after he gets married, as we learned in that Mishnah. Our Mishnah discusses what happens if a chasen says that I want to say Kriya Shema. Is he allowed to do that or not? And here we have a machlokes between the Tana Kama and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Says the Tana Kama, chasen im roitza likroisa shema b'layla rishon kare. A chasen who wants to read Kriya Shema the first night is allowed to read Kriya Shema. However, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel disagrees. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel aimer, loy kol haroitza lito loyas Hashem yitol. Not everyone who wants to say Hashem's name in this kind of a situation is able to do so. As the Pnei Moshe says, im loy muchzik chacham uporish b'shar dvorim, ein ze ela yuara shemar ba'atzmai sheyochel lechavim liboy. So Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is of the opinion that if a regular person were to do this, to say Kriya Shema, it would appear yuara gaiva, haughtiness, that he is able to concentrate, even though he has to do the mitzvah of Puravu, but he can still have kavana to say Kriya Shema and Hashem's name properly. And Rav Shimon ben Gamliel's opinion is that this is something only reserved for great tzaddikim, great Talmidei Chachamim, who are porish from Olam Hazeh, separated from this world, from the mundane. They are able to concentrate. A regular person who would do that, it would be Yuara. The Haredim explains, based on the Gemara in the Bavli, in Brachas of Yud Zayin Amid Beis, that this inyan of Yuara is at the heart of the machlokas between Tanakam and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. The Tanakam is of the opinion that if a plain person says Kriya Shema, it does not exhibit Yuara, gaiva, haughtiness, and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says if a regular person does it, we are chayish for Yuara, and therefore he should not do it. However, the Haredim and the Pnei Moshe also speaks about this, that the Meforshim, meaning Tosfos there in the Sugya in the Bavli Brachos Yudzayin Amid Beis, Divrei HaMaschil Rav Shisha, and also the Tur Narachaim Simon Ayin in the name of the Maram Rutenberg say that today, when we do not have Kavana the whole year, if a person would not say Kriya Shema on the night of his chasana, that would be even a bigger yuara, because he's indicating that a whole year I have kavana. Tonight I'm unable to have kavana. You're not able to have kavana a whole year, and therefore one should bizman hazeh say these meforshim. One should say Kriya Shema even on the night of one's chasana, because not to say Kriya Shema would be a bigger yuara, as if you are able to be mechaven a whole year round. As an introduction to the next piece of Gemara in the Yerushalmi, let us go to the Bavli in Brachas Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis, and then we will see how that Gemara in the Bavli applies here to the Yerushalmi. The Gemara there on Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis, in the middle of the Amid, quotes the Mishnah, Chosen Imroitza Likrois, that of a Chosen on the first night wants to read Kriya Shema, he's allowed to read, according to the Tanakama. However, Rav Shimon Gamliel disagrees and says, Loi kol haroitza lito as Hashem yitol. Not everyone who wants to say Kriya Shema is able to do so. It's only a great tzaddik and a person who could have kavana. A regular person is not able to do so. And now the Gemara in the Bavli explains, L'meimra d'Rav Shimon Gamliel chayish liyuara, v'rabbonin loy chayish liyuara. It would seem from our Mishnah that Rav Shimon Gamliel, who doesn't allow every person to say Kriya Shema if he wants to on the Laila Rishayna, is concerned that if a person does say Kriya Shema, he's exhibiting haughtiness. that he's on the level that he's able to have kavana on the first night of his marriage. V'rabbanan, and the Rabbanan are not chayish liyora. They're not concerned about this issue. Ask the Gemara, astira from the Rav Shimon Gamliel on Rav Shimon Gamliel, and from the Rabbanan on the Rabbanan. V'ayivcha shaminalu. We have learned just the opposite. The Snan we learned in a Mishnah in Psachim, Daf Nun Hei Amid Aleph, Makam Shenagu Lasis Malacha B'Tisha B'Av Eisen, Makam Shenagu Shaloi La'asais Ein Eisen, that whether a person is allowed to do work on Tisha B'Av depends on the minig of the town in which he lives. And the Mishnah states that if you're living in a town where they permitted Malacha on Tisha B'Av, then you should do Malacha. If you're living in a town where the minig was not to do malach on Tisha B'Av, then you should not do it. And then the Mishnah continues, V'chol makim talmidei chachamim b'teilim. In all cities, talmidei chachamim do not do malacha on Tisha B'Av. And on this, Rav Shimon Gamliel disagrees and says, Rav Shimon Gamliel loymer lo'olam yaseh kol adam es atzma k'talmid chacham. In other words, according to the Tanakhama, only a real talmid chacham would be bottle, even in a city where the minig was to do malacha. A regular person didn't have that permission. He had to act like everyone else and do malacha. Rav Shimon Gamliel says that every person can make himself like a talmid chacham. Ask the Gemara, kasha de rabbanan ad rabbanan, kasha de Rav Shimon Gamliel ad Rav Shimon Gamliel. So we have a stira from the Gemara, the Mishnah here in the Bavli on Daf Tez Zayin Amid Beis, where according to the Rabbanan, everyone has a right to say Kriya Shema. We're not worried about Yuara. And there in Psachim, the Rabbanan say that only a Talmid Chacham is batal for Malacha in a Makam Shenagu to do Malacha on Tisha B'Av. A regular person cannot act like a Talmid Chacham. He cannot refrain from Malacha. He has to do the Minhag HaMakom. Why? Because Rabbanan are worried that a regular person, if he would refrain from doing malacha, it would look yuara, it would look like gaiva. And here in the Mishnah in Brachas, they're not worried about gaiva. And we have a steer in Rav Shimon Gamliel as well. Because here in the Mishnah in Brachas, he says not everyone has a right to say Kriya Shema, only a real Talmud Chacham, a real tzaddik. Anybody else saying Kriya Shema, it would look like yuara. And in the Mishnah in Psachim, he says that everyone can act like a Talmud Chacham and not do malacha, even in a place where the minhag was to do malacha. So we see he's not worried about Yuara. So we have a stira both in the Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, we have two terutzim in the Bavli to this stira. Rabbi Yochanan's teretz is Mukhlefes Hashita. We have to say that in one of the two places, it got mixed up, and it's really the reverse. The Tosfos Yontif says that what he meant to say is that the Mishnah in Brachas has a mistake in it, and what we have in the name of Rav Shimon Gamliel is really the sheet of the Tanakhama, and what we have here in the Mishnah in Brachas from the Tanakhama is really the sheet of Rav Shimon Gamliel. In other words, it will come out that Rav Shimon Gamliel concerning Kriya Shema says that Chosnim writes a licorice Kriya Shema Laila Arisha and Kairei, and we're not worried about Yuara, and that is the same as Rav Shimon Gamliel says in Psachim, that everyone can make himself a Talmud Chacham, not do Malacha on Tisha B'Av. We're not worried about Yura. The Rabbanan, as we change in our Mishnah, the Rabbanan will hold, like we have it written from Rav Shimon Gamliel, that like Kol HaRoitzeh Litlos Hashem Yitol, we are worried about Yura, and that will be exactly what they hold in Psachim as well, that only a Talmud Chacham is allowed to refrain from work in a city in which the minig was to do work. A regular person should not refrain from work because it looks like yuara. So if we change, we flip around in the brachas, the shitas of the Rabbanan Rav Shimon Gamliel, we will not have a stira with the Mishnah in Psachim. That's the first approach of the Gemara. Rav Shisha, Berei de Rav Idi Amar, he gives a second approach. Lo'ilam lo'i tachlev. Really, we do not switch anything around. We leave the Mishnah in Psachim the way it is. We leave the Mishnah in Brachas the way it is. And yet there is no contradiction in the Rabbanan, and there's no contradiction in Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Rabbanan, the Rabbanan lo'i kasha, Kriyishmak, even the Kuli Almi Kakariu, the Iu Nami Kari Le Mexica Yura. By Kriyishma, what is he doing? He's saying Kriyishma. He's not different than everybody else. Everybody else is saying Kriyishma. He's part of the group, part of the crowd. That does not appear like Yura. That's the opinion of the Rabbanan. That is in the Mishnah in Brachas. But Hacha, or on the side it says they're Hasam, they're in Psachim, Kivin the Kuli Alma Avdi Malacha. What's everybody else doing? You're living in a city, Makam Shinagu, to do Malacha. The Iu, and this person who's not a Talmud Chacham, is acting like a Talmud Chacham. Loika Ovid, he's not working. So then the Rabbanan say, Maxi Kiyura. If you're saying Kriyishma and everybody else is saying Kriyishma, you're not standing out from the crowd, then the Rabbanan say you don't have to worry about Yura. But if you are standing out from the crowd because everybody else is working and you're not working, acting like a Talmud Chacham, that looks like haughtiness, like gaiva, like Yura. That resolves the contradiction in the Rabbanan. And likewise, we can resolve the contradiction in Rab Shimon ben Gamliel. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, like Hasha, Hasam bekavana talya milsa. Over there by, or as it says on the side, Hacha, here in Brachas, Bekavon Italia Milsa, it's dependent on having, being able to concentrate on Kriyishma, on the shame of Hashem that you're saying, with the proper Kavana, even though it's the first night of your marriage, and you have not yet had relations with your wife. So, Vanan Sadi continues the Gemara, Deloy Matzi L'Chavune Daite, we know that he's not able to have Kavana, a regular person. You have to be on a tremendous level to be able to have Kavana. So therefore, with that knowledge, Rav Shimon Gamliel feels that what he's doing is Yura. And therefore, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, a regular person should not say Kriyishma, because it would smack of Gaiva. Aval, it says Hacha, and on the side it says Hasam. Aval Hasam in Psachim. Haraya, someone who sees that he's not working, Aymer, will say to himself, Malacha hu de'ein loy. The reason he's not working is not because he's acting like a Talmud Chacham necessarily. It's he's out of work. Puk chazi, go out and see, kama batlani, ikka b'shuka. How many unemployed people there are in the marketplace, and we know they're not Talmud Chacham, but they just are not working, not because it's Tisha B'Av, but because they don't have any employment. They have no work. So he's part of the group that has no work. So therefore, it's not clear that he's doing it because of Yuara. So in Brachas, to say Kriyishma, that certainly smacks of Gaiva, because we know he's not able to have Kavana. So why is he saying the Kriyishma? But where he's not doing Malacha, that is not a blatant Yuara, because people will say he's probably out of work. These are the two approaches that we have in the Bavli in Brachas of Yud Zayin Amid Beis. Here in the Yerushalmi does not ask it for a stira between the Rabbanan and the Rabbanan, Rab Shimon Gamliel on Rab Shimon Gamliel, but what the Yerushalmi is now going to tell us will be a third approach, at least in understanding Rab Shimon ben Gamliel. There is no contradiction between what Rab Shimon Gamliel says in our Mishnah, that a regular person is not allowed to say Kriyishma. That is not a contradiction to what he says in Psachim, that a regular person is allowed to refrain from doing Malacha on Tisha B'Av. Tani, we learned in a Braisa, Kol Dover Shehu Shel Tsar, anything that has Tsar involved, it has pain, it has suffering connected to it. So then, kol haraitza lasis atzma yachid oise. Whoever wants to be like a yachid, like an individual, he can do so. Talmud Chacham, he wants to be like a Talmud Chacham, oise, he can do so. Even if he's not a Talmud Chacham, v'tovi loibrach, and he will get a blessing for it. Now, what do we mean by something of tsar? Says the Charedim, tainis oibitul malacha, shemafsid tschar pulasus yoimoi. If a person has to fast, or he doesn't do work. Here the Haredim is alluding to what we discussed before from the Mishnah in Psachim, that he's not doing work on Tisha B'Av, so he's not getting his daily wage, so he's suffering in a sense. Or, as we're going to see in the next Haredim, if what he's doing is that which Yechidim did, they used to fast, so again, he's physically suffering. So there, if the act that he is doing causes him in any way discomfort and suffering, then we say that we're not worried about Yuara, even according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Now let's see what it means. Kol ha'roitzeh la'asos atzmo yochid oiseh, says the Charedim, divrei ha'maskil yochid, ki hod disnan b'perek kama d'tainis, as we learned in the first parak of Masechta Tainis, that when the rain had not come when it was supposed to come, and it's 2 weeks late, higia yud zayin b'cheshvan, the 17th day of Cheshvan came, v'lo yarduk shamim, rain had not fallen down, hischilu ha'yechidim misanin. So the yechidim used to begin to fast. What do we mean by yechidim? Pirush, says the Charedim, b'nei odom yirei chet, people who are afraid of doing a sin, afal pi she'en tamid chachamim, they are not tamid chachamim, but neither v'loy burim, they're not ignoramuses either. So those people would begin to fast. In the parentheses, it mentions that this Charedim is very difficult, because it tells you to look at the Gemara in Tainis, Dav Yudah Med Aleph, in Rashi, and you will find in Divrei HaMaskil, on Dav Vav Amud Beis, Yechidim, that Rashi, based on the Gemara, there has a different interpretation of Yechidim. Yechidim means distinguished individuals, special people. They would start fasting on Yud Zayin Mar Cheshvan. Where the Charedim got the definition of Yechidim to mean that he's not a Talmid Chacham, but he's not a boor, he's somewhere in between, is difficult. We don't know the Charedim source. The way we have it in the Gemara and Rashi is that Yechidim means a special individual, a distinguished person. He would begin fasting. Now, can I make myself into a Yachid? Is there a problem of Yuara? So that's what the Gemara is telling us here. If it has to do with tsar, if with suffering and discomfort, then kolo writes alas atzma yochid oisa, we're not worried about yuara if it's going to cause you discomfort and suffering. You must be doing it lishma for the right reason, or else you wouldn't undergo the suffering in order to achieve haughtiness. So there we say that you're doing it for the right reasons. Or to make yourself a Talmud Chacham, you're allowed to make yourself a Talmud Chacham. What is that referring to? So we've already discussed that. That's the Mishnah in Psachim. Ki hodisnan, says the Charedim in Divrei HaMaskil, Talmud Chacham Aisa, as we learned in the Mishnah in Masechta Psachim, in the fourth parak, the fifth Mishnah, Gabi Tisha B'Av, u'b'chol makom Talmud Chacham b'teilim, in every city, whatever the minig of the city is, to do work, to not to do work on Tisha B'Av, the Talmid Chachamim are always not doing work. If you want to make yourself like a Talmid Chachamim, you can, because it's the same principle. Wherever there's pain and suffering, wherever there's tsar, we are not worried for Yuara, continues the Gemara. But v'chol davar shu shel shvach, anything that has to do with praise, for example, one example would be that Talmid Chachamim used to have a special levush. They used to dress in special clothing. They used to have special mannerisms. So in such a situation where people will praise you if they see you acting like a Talmud Chacham, there we are worried about Yuara. Or, as the Charedim says here, Shel Shevach, Kigoyin Kriyishma, Shel Chosin Ukiyotziboy, if a Chosin says Kriyishma, so that brings him praise. People will say, oh, wow, what a pious individual this is. What a chassid this is. He's able to say Kriya Shema even on his wedding night. So that's a praise. There's no pain involved. There's no suffering. There the rule is, loy kol ha'roitzeh la'asos atzmo yochid oiseh. You cannot make yourself into a distinguished person. You cannot make yourself Talmud Chacham oiseh into a Talmud Chacham. Ela im kein, with one exception, Elohim Kane Minu Isaac Parnas Al Tzibur. If you're not a Talmud Chacham, but you were appointed as a leader over the community, a president, let's say, of the synagogue, so because of the distinguished post that you are in charge of, that itself entitles you to wear special clothing, and therefore you're allowed to act with the dignity that the office requires, with special mannerisms, with special clothing, And there, we're not worried about your rabbi because you're doing it because of the honor of the position that you have. So this statement of the Yerushalmi, this brisa that the Yerushalmi quotes, is actually a third approach in answering the stira that we had in the Bavli in Rabban Gamliel. We had one explanation, Mechlefes Hashita, that we change what Rabban Gamliel said, Rabban Shimon Gamliel said in the Mishnah in Brachas, that Rabban Shimon Gamliel is actually saying that any person can act like a Talmud Chacham and he can say Kriya Shema on his wedding night. This is consistent with Rabban Shimon Gamliel's opinion by Tisha B'Av. That was the first answer we had in the Bavli. The second answer was that there's a difference between Kriya Shema and not doing work. By Kriya Shema, it looks like Gaiva because everyone knows that you really don't have Kavana and you're acting as if you do have Kavana. Whereas by Malacha, maybe you're not doing Malacha because you're out of work. That was the second approach. And now we have a third approach, that if it's a matter of suffering, like a fast or not getting paid for a day's work, not getting your wages where you're suffering as a result, so then we're not concerned about Yuara. But wherever there's no suffering and all you're going to get out of it is praise, Shevach, there we are worried, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, about Yuara. And that's why Rav Shimon Gamliel says in our Mishnah, Loi kol ha'raitza lito lo'yas Hashem ito. Continues Gemara to relate an incident that has to do with the inyan that we learned before of Kol Dover Shu Shel Tzar, Kol Ha'raitza La'aseh Atzma Yochid Oise and Talmud Chacham Oise, versus something of Shevach, where then Loi kol ha'raitza La'aseh Atzma Yochid Oise. We learned in a brisa, Mistalkin Litzadim Bnei Yisedos Drachim. Yeshua was Misakin as one of the takanas pertaining to entering into Eretz Yisrael and possessing Eretz Yisrael, that in the winter, when the roads in Eretz Yisrael would become very muddy, and by people and animals walking along the roads, there would be little borim, little pits would be created in the ground. And in the summer, when the earth that was now surrounding those little holes in the road became hardened by the sun, they became like pegs in the road and was difficult for people and animals to travel on the roads. So the takan of Yeshua was that you're allowed to go into a nearby field, mistalken letzadim, you can go on the side of the road, mipnei yisedos drachim, because of these pegs that are now formed on the way and which make traveling very difficult. The halacha is that you're only allowed to go into the field in the area inside the border of the field which has not been seeded with vegetation. But, continues the Braisu, Bishoshu Mishtakeya, if in the winter you are sinking in the mud, so then, Afilu Besada, Shehimalaya Kurchamin, then you can not only go into the border of the field, but you're even allowed to go on the part that has been planted, and even if it has such a precious commodity as saffron, that's Kurchamin, which is very expensive, you're allowed to step on it in the wintertime when you're sinking in the mud. Amar Rabavu, said Rabavu, Amaisa, there was a story, an incident took place, Barum Gamliel of Rabbi Yeshua, Shoyu Bederch, they were on the way, Vayu Mistalkim Lutzadin, they were going to the side of the road, Mivnei Yisedus Drachim, because of the pegs in the road. Vero, as Rabbi Yehuda ben Pappas, they saw Rabbi Yehuda ben Pappas approaching them, Shoyu Mishtakeya, he was sinking, Ubal Kenegdon, and he's approaching them. Amar Rabban Gamliel to Rabbi Yeshua, said Rabban Gamliel to Rabbi Yeshua, Mi huzeh, who is this person, Shemara Atzmai Be'etzba, who's pointing at himself with a finger, as the Marav Fulda explains here, two lines from the bottom, Loimar, Re'u I see, look at me, Medakdek, I am very careful, Umachmar al Atzmai, I'm stringent on myself, Umishtakeya betit, I'm sinking in the mud. Ve'eni roitzel etzalek, letzidei drachem besada tvua. I don't want to go into a field of tvua So he's like pointing to himself, what a pious individual I am. Amar Loi. So Rabbi Yeshua responded to Rabbi Gamliel, you know who that is? Yehuda ben Pappasu. That is Yehuda ben Pappas. Shekol call Ma'isav L'Shem Shemayim. Whatever he does is for the sake of heaven. So he's not doing it to point the finger at himself at how great he is. Amar Lei, said Rabbi Gamliel back to Rabbi Yeshua, V'loi kentani, didn't we learn in a brisa? And this is the connection to the Gemara that we started out with. Kol dover shehu shel shevach, loy kol haroitza lases atzmai, as we turn to daf lamed aleph amud beis, yachid oise tamid chacham oise elim kein minu oisei parnas alat sibur. Didn't we learn that anything that's of praise, a person is not allowed to make himself into a special individual or a Talmud Chacham, unless he was appointed a leader over the community. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Pappas was not appointed a leader over the community. So if so, how could he do this act which smacks of Yuara? Ask the Mara Fulda, the second last line, Va'afal gav de bedover shel tsar kol haroisa lases atzmai tamid chacham oisa. Here he's sinking in the mud. That is suffering. That's pain. And we learned before that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds in that case, the tsar outweighs the yuara, and we say that he's not doing it for yuara, and he's allowed to do it. So what was Rav Gamliel's question? But he answers, "Hocha de af hatamidi chachamim loy noagu kein nasi kedavish shevach v'tani loy kol haroitza lases atzmai tamid chacham oisa." So the Marafold explains that since Yehuda ben Pappas was doing it at a time when Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, these two great gedolim, were not being machmer, they were going on the side of the road. So now Rabbi Gamliel felt that that trumps the tsar. Einich nami, he's having tsar. But look how much praise he's drawing attention to himself by showing that he's more pious than Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. And therefore, in the bottom line, we're going to say that this is an act of shevach. If it's an act of shevach, then the din is that you're not allowed to make yourself into a great tzaddik because of yuara. Amar Lei, Rabbi Yeshua responded, Vahatani, we learned in that very same brisa, kol dover shel tsar, kol haroitza lases atzmai yachid oisa tamid chacham oisa, v'tavei alav bracha. We learned that if it's tsar, suffering, then if you want to make yourself into a special individual, a yachid, you want to make yourself into a tamid chacham, you can, and you will be blessed for doing that. As the Mara Fulda explains, that since he's suffering by sinking in the mud, then we say the opposite. We say that that trumps the fact that he is doing it while the other two Talmidei Chachamim were not doing it. They were going in off the road into the field, and he wasn't. But since he was suffering so much by sinking in the mud, then we look at it, in Rabbi Yeshua's opinion, as an item of tsar. If it's an item of tsar, then you're allowed to treat yourself like a special person. Amar Rab Zeira, wait a second. Ubelchud, de lo yevaze churnin. The word churnin is like acherim. When can you do a dover shel tsar, and there's no problem of yuara, of gaiva, of haughtiness? That's only if you're doing it betzina, where no one sees. You're not doing it before Hesi in front of two other great gedolim, as the Pnei Moshe says on the third wide line in the right hand column. Only if he's by himself. If he's in front of others, like this story, like this incident, then he shouldn't do it, even if it's tsar. He's embarrassing the other two Talmidei Chachamim. Shehem einam roitzim lasis lifnim mishur sadin v'waisa. They are not doing more than the din requires. They are not doing maisa chasidus, acting pious, and he is. When you're doing it in public and you at the same time are denigrating the other two great gedolim, then even if you would consider this in its totality as an act of tsar because he's sinking in the mud. Even if you want to say that that trumps the shevach that's coming out of how pious he is, but there's another aspect here, and that's embarrassing someone. You're embarrassing the other two Talmid Chachamim, and therefore you should refrain from doing it, even if you're going to look at this action as an action of tsar. Continues the Gemara, Dolma, and we see in the Pnei Moshe that the word Dolma means Maisa, as we've seen several times in our learning of Yerushalmi. There was an incident where Rav Yasa, Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, where these two Amaroyim have a Yasvin, they were sitting, Achlin, they were eating, Bechoda min Elaine Knishta Aliyasa. As the Haredim learns that Knishta Aliyasa really is inverted, and it should be Aliyas Knishta. They were eating in one of the attics, one of the rooms where guests would eat, as we find in the beginning of Perik Arvi Psachim in Mesech the Psachim, that on the side of the shul, the guests would eat. And that's what Rabbi Yassin and Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak were doing. However, the Pnei Moshe learns, and it seems from the Pnei Moshe, he doesn't say that these two words are inverted, but rather they were eating in one of the Knishta Aliyasa. Says the Pnei Moshe, Shayoyoshim va'oichlim be'echad mi batei ha'knesiyoisha ba'aliyah. There were several, maybe what we call today the shtiblach, there were several shuls in the attic, and they were eating in one of the shuls. And it would seem that the difference here between the Haredim and the Pnei Moshe is a machloikis rishonim, whether a Talmud Chacham or a traveler is allowed to eat in a Beis HaKnesses. Normally one is not allowed to eat in a Beis HaKnesses, but based on a Gemara Megillah, there are some rishonim who learn that a traveler or a Talmud Chacham is allowed to eat in a Beis HaKnesses. Other rishonim disagree. So the Haredim is of the opinion that they're only allowed to eat in a room that is off on the side or in the attic of a shul. However, the Pnei Moshe goes like those Rishonim that a Talmud Chacham, such as Rav Yasser or Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, are allowed to eat in a shul itself, and that's why he leaves the words alone. He doesn't invert them, and he says, Knishta Aliyasa. It was one of the shuls that was in the attic, and they were eating in the shul. Came the time, the Tzulusa to Davin, in other words, as we were assuming that it was right before Mincha, and it came to the time to Davin Mincha, Vikam Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak Mitzalya, and Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak got up in the middle of the Suda, and he went to go Davin. Omar Le Rav Mayasa, and in the Shini Nischos and Oistalit, we have it's Rav Yasa, who had been eating with him, said to Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, Loikein Alfin Rebbe, didn't Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, who wrote the Mishnah, didn't he teach us the second Mishnah in Yitzias HaShabbos at the beginning of Masechet Shabbos on Daf Tes Amud Beis, that before Mincha one should not begin a meal, and then the Mishnah continues, Im Hischilu Eim Afsikit. If he began a meal before the Zman HaMincha, and the Zman HaMincha came, as long as he's able to finish the meal and still be able to daven mincha in the correct zman of mincha, he's not mechuyev to be mavsik. And even if you'll tell me that you're doing it lifnei mishur sadin, einich nami, according to the din, since you had started the meal before the zman of mincha, you're not mechuyev to be mavsik, but you wanted to be machmer, but you're not allowed to be machmer. Why? V'tani Chizki learned in a brisa, call me, shehu potter midover voiseyu nikra hedget. Anyone who's potter from something and he does it, he's called a simpleton. Now, this rule that if somebody does something when no one else is doing it, he's called a simpleton, a hedget, and it smacks of yuara, is not in all cases, as the Rishonim point out. We know that women are potter for mitzvahs aseh shazman grama, mitzvahs that are dependent on time, women are potter, and yet, if they do the mitzvah, it is a schus for them to do something which they're not mitzvah v'yosah, they're not commanded to do, and if they listen to the blowing of the shofar, they shake the lulav, even though it's mitzvahs aseh shazman grama, it is considered a schus, and according to many Rishonim, they're even allowed to make a bracha, asher kirishanu b'mitzvayis v'tzivanu, al netilas lulav, because even though they're not commanded, but Klal Yisrael are commanded in the mitzvahs that are Zman Grumah. The men are commanded, so they are allowed to include themselves as part of Klal Yisrael and say, Asher Kirishonu b'mitzvahis of Tzivanu, that Hashem commanded us to do this mitzvah. So how do we say this rule of Kol Mishu Potter Midaber Voseo Nikra Hejit? And the Rishonim give various truths. And one teretz is that in the case of women, since all the men are doing this mitzvah, so by them also doing it, that is not such a blatant yura, it's not such a gaiva. But where no one does it, in other words, if you're in the middle of a meal, everyone continues the meal if they have enough time to daven mincha at the right time. They complete their meal. Therefore, Rav Yasa was questioning Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, by you doing a Maisa Hejit, you're getting up and showing that you're special, that you're frumer, that you're more religious than myself. I'm continuing eating and you're the big tzaddik. You are being mafsik your meal. That is not considered in that case a schus, but rather it's Nikra Hejit. You're a simpleton because you're showing you are a gaiva. Amar Lei, so Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak responded to Rav Yasa, I have a Mishnah that says the opposite. Our Mishnah that we just learned, Vatzaninon, we learned in the Mishnah, Chosn Potter. A Chosn is Potter from Kriya Shma on the first night of his marriage. And then we learned Chosnim writes, if the Chosn wants to say Kriya Shma, he's allowed to say Kriya Shma. And we are not concerned about Yuara here also. All the Chosnim do not say Kriya Shma, and this one Chosn is saying Kriya Shma. And yet we do not say it's Yura. So I hold like the Mishnah against the Brisa of Chizkia that you brought, that Nikra Hejit. Amar Lei. So Rav Yasa said back to Rav Shmuel Bar Avi Yitzchak, V'loid Ram Gamliel he. Isn't the Mishnah that you quoted, that Chosnim writes that he could read Kriyishma, isn't that the sheet of Ram Gamliel? As we learned before on Daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis, at the end of the Mishnah there, Halacha Vav, it states, Maisa Baram Gamliel, Shanasa, he got married, and on the first night of his marriage, Vikara Laila Rishon, he read Kriyishma. Omerloi Talmid of his Talmidim said to him, Limaratonu Rabbeinu, our Rebbe, you have taught us Shechasim Potter, that a Chasim is Potter from saying Kriyishma. Omerlohem, he responded, Eini Shemei Lechem, Levatel Mimeni, Malchus Shemaim, Afilish Rachas. I will not listen to you to not be Mekabel, O Malchus Shemaim, even for one moment. So when it says that a chosn is allowed to say Krishma l'chari, that's going with the shita of Rav Gamliel. And what Rav Yasa is asking explains the charedim. Let us see the charedim inside. In the middle, on the left-hand column, Divri Amaskal, Omar Lei, V'loy de Rav Gamliel he, Chazer Rav Maisha, he has the gifts of Rav Maisha. We saw it from the Shini Nuskhoitz, it's Rav Yasa. L'hakshas to Rav Shmuel. He asked the question to Rav Shmuel. V'chi Stam Mishnah Zu, this Stam Mishnah, Iyata Maida, the Yechidoi, aren't you agreeing? Don't you agree that it's a Das Yachid? It's a opinion of an individual. V'Rabbanim Pligyalo. But the majority of the Rabbanim, they argue on Ram Gamliel. V'Hechi Shavkis Rabbim Vavadet Ki Yachid. Ram Gamliel says that you can say Kriya Shema the first night, but the Rabbim hold, the Rabbanim hold, that you're not allowed to. So how did you leave the Rabbim for the Yachid? We learned on the Chav Zayin Amid Beis, Chosn Potter Mikriyishma. Umais Rav Gamliel, Shekara, he read it. Va'amru loy Talmid of his Talmidim told him, Loylu Maratani Shechosn Potter, didn't you, Rav Gamliel, teach us that a Chosn is Potter? Says the Chreidim, Mahik Shaloy. What was their question to him? Haray Efsher, the Avagav the Potter, Machmar al Nafshe. So their Rebbe was a bigger tzaddik, he was Machmar on himself. So what was their problem? He had a right to be Potter, but he wanted to be Machmar. El al Karcha, Kachar Maloy. We have to say that this is their question. Limaratana, you taught us the Chosn Potter, that a Chosn is Potter. V'yadanu, and we also know, the Das Rabbanan, the Chol Dover Sha'adam Potter, Ein Roy Lasseis. Once you're Potter, then you shouldn't do it, because you're called a Hejit. The Chayshin Le'yura were worried about Gaiva, that you're exhibiting Gaiva. I'm better than you. I'm able to say Kriyishma. So therefore, since you taught us it's Potter, a Chosn's Potter, and you taught us not to do a Maisa Hejit, so how are you saying Krishma? Veheshiv, and Rav Gamliel responded, Eini Shemei Lechem. I will not listen to you. Why do I svirali k'rabbanan? I do not agree with the Rabbanan. El ani choylek aleihem. I disagree with them. V'soiver, and I believe, do loy chashin liyura. We're not worried about that this looks like gaiva. So now it comes out the way Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak understands the machloikis between Rav Gamliel and the Rabbanan, that the Rabbanan are worried about Yura, and Rav Gamliel is not worried about Yura. V'stam Mishnah Zu, the Saif Pirkin, Diktani Chosnim writes the Kairei, Rav Gamliel he, V'loi Rabbanan. This is going according to Rav Gamliel and not according to the Rabbanan. And therefore, Rav Yase is asking Rav Shmuel, how do you go for a yachid against the rabbim? The rabbim holds there is yuara. Amar Lei, going back to the Gemara, three lines before the end of the Perek, Amar Lei said Rav Shmuel by Rav Yitzchak to Rav Yase, yachla nipaser. Yes, you're right. I can interpret that Mishnah that says that chosnim writes, if a chosn wants, he can say krishma, that it's going kiram gamliel. During Rabban Gamliel, Amar Rabban Gamliel said on Chav Zayin and Mebeis concerning himself, "Eini shemei lechem levatlo mimeni malchus shemayim afilu shachas." I'm not going to listen to you, to my talmidim, not to say kriyishma, to remove from myself the obligation to be mekabel o malchus shemayim, to be mekabel on myself the yoke of Hashem's kingdom. I'm not going to refrain from doing that even for a moment. So the Charedim says, three lines in the bottom, the left-hand column, Omer Lei, Yochel an apostle like Rav Gamliel, Kloimer, Yochel an ilas is Rav Gamliel, Hoyle v'sasim lontanik avasei, Deloi chayshinen li Yehura, because, says Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak to Rav Yase, you're asking me a question that the Mishnah of Chosnim writes, he can say Krishma is going like Rabban Gamliel, and the Rabbanan disagree with him. And how can I go like Rabban Gamliel? The answer is, but Rebbe put Rabban Gamliel Shita in a Stam Mishnah, because Rebbe said, without attributing it to anyone, Stam Mishnah, Chosnim writes, he could say Krishma Laila Rishayna. So, therefore, when a Das Yachid is codified by Rebbe in the Mishnah as being a Stam Mishnah, then a person has a right to choose the yachid even against the rabbim, because that indicates that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Rebbe, felt that the halacha in this instance is like the yachid against the rabbim, and therefore I will go like the psak of Rabbi Gamliel, and I will say that we're not worried about Yura. And therefore, when you ask me the question, how could I get up in the middle of the meal and begin to daven, it looks like Maisa Hejid Yuara? The answer is, based on our Mishnah, that a chosn, if he wants, can say Krishma, we paskin like Rav Gamliel says, Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, that it's not considered Yuara, and that's why I got up in order to daven mincha, even though al pidin I was not mechuyiv to. Hadran Allah Hoya Koire, Hadran Allah Hoya Koire, Hadran Allah Hoya Koire. In the next shir, B'siyata D'Shemaya, we will begin the next perek, Mi Shemesoi Mutolufonov.